Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's Nature Journaling at the Laguna, a workshop and field trip led by Marley Pfeiffer and my guest, Marley Pfeiffer, in the studio. How are you, Marley?
Good. Glad to be here.
Excellent. Nature Journaling, this is a workshop and field trip at the Laguna de Santa Rosa, led by the Laguna Foundation and Land Paths, and you are hosting this workshop. Tell us about maybe what nature journaling is, if for those who don't know.
Yeah, nature journaling is the most powerful tool for learning in nature. And basically, it's using pen and paper as a substrate for engaging with the natural world through drawings, question asking, note taking, numbers, measurements, and different people take different directions with it, but it's a powerful observation tool.
Excellent. So you're from Sebastopol. You live there now.
Yep.
What's your experience with nature journaling? How'd you get into that and start leading these workshops?
Yeah, I've been nature journaling for about 5 years. I originally learned about it from John Muir Laws, who illustrates field guides and does a lot of science illustration, but he also leads these nature journaling classes. And I got hooked on it when I saw that it could accelerate my learning and just really deepen my connection with nature.
Excellent. And I should say, before I forget, that this particular workshop and field trip is on Saturday, June 22nd, again, at the Laguna Environmental Center, which is at 900 Sanford Road in Santa Rosa, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's a free workshop and field trip, but pre-registration is required.
Yeah, and it will probably fill up really fast, and there will be a waiting list, so I recommend people go to the website as soon as possible. Last time it filled up right away.
What's the best website for them to check out?
Do you know? If they go to the Laguna Foundation website, there's an events and classes page. And so it's lagunafoundation.org.
Excellent. Yeah. And then, yeah, look that up there. What can people expect when they come to this workshop? What's the breakdown here?
Great. Yeah. So we're going to have a little bit of time to have some refreshments before heading out, and I'll give a little bit of a spiel, but we basically will spend the whole time outside in nature with our sketchbooks, and I'll be engaging people with some questions and sort of facilitating their learning in nature, but we'll follow curiosity, and the curriculum will in a lot of ways be provided by what we find. So last time we found some nesting birds, a lot of different raptors, reptiles. We'll do some quick landscape sketches, maybe some tracking, find some invertebrates, whatever nature provides, and just really following our curiosity.
And you said earlier that people really kind of take these notes and drawings in different directions. What are some examples, or how far in different directions do these go?
Yeah, some people like to do haikus or poetry or use forms like that. Some people mix in sketches. Here's a couple pages of mine. You can see I use even some stuff from like graphic novels or comics as ways to communicate information. And then sketches and like landscape and watercolor. Some people are more scientific about it. Some people are more artistic or more poetic. And it basically is really accessible. That's one of the things I like about it most.
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't have to be an artist.
Exactly.
To enjoy this.
Exactly.
And yeah, for the listener, it almost looks like a collage, you know, or assemblage where you've got some what almost look like watercolors.
Yep, watercolor.
Notes alongside. It kind of reminds me of like my teenage journal a little bit, right?
Yeah,
The way you put it together. So, yeah, you just take that journaling instinct and apply it to nature, I guess.
Exactly.
And then, people obviously they'll take away these journals. What other kind of like takeaways do people get from these experiences that they might not expect?
Great question. My main goal is not to have amazing nature experiences during that class, but to equip people with the tools and empower them with the perspectives and the questions that will help them see more when they go into nature on their own.
Well, again, that's Nature Journaling at the Laguna. Marley Pfeiffer leads a workshop and field trip June 22nd, 1 p.m. It's free, but you got to pre-register at lagunafoundation.org. And when you do register, you'll get a list of supplies to bring and all that good stuff.
Yep.
All right. Well, great. Marley, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Again, this is the Sonoma Spotlight, and I'm Charlie Swanson. Enjoy your day.